Om Shanti. Today is Thursday, 8th of March. The magic of blessing. Blessing. May you be full of good wishes and pure feelings and remain content and make everyone content. May you be full of good wishes and pure feelings and remain content and make everyone content. Explanation. Brahmin remains constantly content and make others content. Therefore, no matter what happens and no matter how much someone tries to shake you, remain aware that you have to stay content and make others content and you will never get angry. If someone repeatedly makes mistakes, do not get angry to transform them, but be merciful and regard them with good wishes and pure feelings, and they will easily be transformed. So this is today's magic of blessing. So Baba says about the content. Few points I just churned now. So what was the heading of last Sunday's Murli? A perfect soul. A perfect soul is always content with the self and service. So that was the heading of last Sunday's Murli. So what do you mean by perfect? Who is content? So here the few points which I wrote. C means content. If you write the word content, so C, first word is C. So in C, compromise. Always try to compromise with the situation, with the people. Because what happened, many times if any problem comes to us, we start to fight with the problem. So instead of fighting with the problem, try to compromise with them. Try to understand that why that problem comes to me. So first one is compromise with people's situation. And as Baba said in last Sunday's Murli, that content in service. So in how we will remain content in service, what we have to think, that I am, how we will remain content in service, that I am an instrument. Baba is Karavanhar and I am just a Karanhar. I am an instrument. So think about that I am an instrument. Then second one is optimist. Always keep the faith in people and self also, that they will change. And the problem and whatever the problem will come to, has come to us, is come to teach us something. Always think about the positive side, from the positive side always. So there is one story. One king has his assistant. And that assistant all the time has repeat the word that whatever is happened for good. You know, Baba always says in the Murli that drama is beneficial. Whatever happened in drama, if someone's left body, if someone fall down, their leg get broken, whatever happens, it happens for good. So the king's assistant always used to say that whatever happens is for good. So once that king was going in jungle, forest, for the hunting. And before that, when he was about to leave from his palace, he was checking his sword, that how much his sword is powerful. So he was just moving his finger on the sword. So in that moment, his finger got cut and the blood started to come from that. So his assistant says, "Oh king, don't worry. Whatever happens, it happens for the good." So king becomes so much angry. And he says that my finger get cut and that foolish person is saying that whatever happens, it happens for the good. So he's saying, no, don't worry. Just be happy. So then king got so much angry and he asked his other soldiers that put that person into jail. So they put that person into jail and that king went for the hunting in the jungle without that assistant. And in the jungle that king get lost. And that Adivasi people, the people who live in the forest, they caught him. And that was full moon day. So they are searching some person to give bali ko kya bolte sacrifice, yeah. Sacrifice. They want some person to sacrifice for their deities. So they caught the king and they took him to deities for sacrifice. So before the sacrifice, there is a rule that they check the person, either he is damaged or what, means if he is full or not. So when they saw his finger, that his finger was cut. So they said that, oh, we cannot give his sacrifice, that deity, we won't accept the sacrifice of that person. So they leave the king. So the king was become so much happy that, oh, look at to my assistant, that I unnecessarily put him into jail. So he comes back to his palace and he calls his assistant and he hug him and he say, yeah, you are right, that what you will say, that whatever happens is happened for good. But good thing that happened, that I went to forest and because my finger get cut, that people left me. But what happens with you? Means what good things happen with you? You are in the jail, so what happens good there? So he say, well, if I come with you, if I, that time, for the hunting, your finger is cut, it means you are the damaged, but I am the fool. So instead of you, they will took me. And they will give my sacrifice. They would have given my sacrifice to the deity. So that the good thing that happened, that you put me in the jail and I am safe here. Okay. So that's about the optimist. That's whatever has happened, it happens for the good. And the next one is nothing new. Always Baba said in the Muzli, you know, that nothing new. Everything is just repeating. Yeah. Everyone have their own sanskar, all the souls who are there. They are playing their part. So drama is just repeating. So nothing new. Then next one is T. T means think big. Think big means any problem which comes to us, think over it from open mind, from all the three aspects of time. Become the Trikal Darshi and then think that why that problem has come to me. Or any situation or any person, why that person is doing such kind of things with me. Because we know that we had played so many parts in different birth. So those people will come to us to settle the problems. We settle the accounts. So at that time we have to think that any person has come to us to settle us account. So think big. In their sanskar, yeah. Keep broad mind always. Don't see any problem or situation with a turbular vision. Keep the broad mind. And next one is E. E means everything new. One is nothing new, and then E means everything is new. So everything new means new day, new opportunity, okay, new persons, everything is new. Because Baba is saying, no, that whatever happened is last. Means that the day is past, won't come again. It will come again after 5,000 years only. Today is last day, yeah. Because few days before we are playing holy and someone said, that why you are playing holy? So I say that because Baba says the next holy won't come. Because Baba always says in the Muli that next Diwali won't come. So it means next holy also won't come. Next Christmas also won't come. Yeah, Diwali means that don't think about the future. Because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Okay, so whatever, just enjoy the today. Especially for me, I just enjoy the present moment. I never think about the past. I never think about the future. Just enjoy the present moment. Then only you will enjoy the moment. If you will think about the past, you can't enjoy the moment. So think big. And then, as I told that, E means everything new. Just forget the old things. And N means from and no complaint and no comparison. We always make the complaint, no, that he is not good, he is doing like that. But we know that everyone has their own part. Everyone has their fixed mentality, means everyone's mind is fixed. Many people come from the different community, their education level is different, their background is different, so many things are different. We can't expect from them that whatever we are thinking or whatever we wish from them, expect from them, they will do the same thing, they will apply the same thing, or they will do according to our wish. So always think no complaint and then no comparison. Don't compare ourself with others. I read someone that if you are comparing yourself with others, it means you are insulting yourself. So don't compare yourself that he is having that much thing, he have that much speciality, and I don't have any kind of speciality. Everyone have his own speciality. No? Baba says that my each and every child have some speciality. That's why I have chosen them. So no complaint and no comparison. Then T, last one is transform your attitude. With how we are thinking, change our attitude. That many times it happened that if any person made any mistake and after a few years, if that person comes in front of us, just immediately we got strike that, oh, that person had made that mistake last time. So we think from that attitude only, he is the same, he won't change, he is not going to change. So transform your attitude. So as we read in the blessing, that Baba says that no matter what happens and no matter how much someone tries to shake you, remain aware that you have to stay content and make others content and you will never get angry. So why we get angry? Yeah, the main thing is what I churn is expectation. The main reason is expectation. We have so much expectation, no? Because he have to do like that, he have to do like that. Because everyone, as I told that, everyone's level is different. For me, when I used to work, I work in 0.001 mm accuracy. Many of them, you might don't know what is the mm. So 0.001 mm accuracy I work. And my colleagues who are working with me, even they don't work into the 1 foot accuracy or 1 meter accuracy. For me, it's very hard to compromise with them. But I always try to compromise with them because we know that everyone is mentality and their education level is different, their mind is different. No, we can't expect that if one is going to become king, that everyone is going to become king. Because everyone's part is fixed in the drama. So we have to think that his... Yeah, we will. That's why the Baba said that why we become angry. So I'm speaking of the angry. Why we become angry? Because so much we have so much expectation, and if we keep so much expectation, and our expectation don't get fulfilled, we become unhappy. That thing is not going to affect on the another person, but it's affect on our stage only. It will affect on us only. It affects us only. So that's why don't keep expectation. If someone repeatedly makes mistake, do not get angry to transform them, but be merciful and regard them with good wishes and pure feelings, and they will easily be transformed. So Baba always said in the Murli that keep good wishes and pure feelings. So what I really think that if we keep good wishes and pure feelings, that won't change the sanskar of that person, but it gives energy to us only, because as the law of karma says, as the law of attraction says, whatever we give in the environment, whatever we give in the atmosphere, the same things comes to us, comes back to us. Yeah. So if we keep the good feelings and pure wishes for that person, our karmic account with that person will get finished, will get settled. Because we know that if the person comes to us, it's because we have some karmic account with that person. That was to settle that karmic account, that person comes to us. So if we'll keep the good wishes, it will settle our account. And what I really think that person is not going to change. I'm not saying from the negative point, because his sanskar are the same. Baba says, no, that everyone has their own part. His sanskar won't change, but his karmic account, whatever he has with us, that account will get settled, and we won't feel we won't get any kind of disturbance or feel any problem from that person. So that why Baba always asks to keep the good wishes and pure feelings. So that the few points what I think about the today's magic of blessing. Om Shanti.